And it's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello. Thank you. Nice to be here. Yeah, I think last week there was no review because there were no actual movies to see. But anyway, I did go to one this past week, and there's actually another one, which I'm assuming will continue playing for at least another week without disappearing, which occasionally happens, or it doesn't totally disappear. It just disappears into all French. Anyway, that one is about, that's Wuthering, a Wuthering Heights film. But the one that I saw this week is called Crime 101, and it's pretty good. it's a little long for my taste. And the seats are so comfortable in the Maison de Cinema that it's really pretty easy to kind of doze off. But, finally don't doze off. And I woke up and it turned out to be quite good. If you like crime thrillers, and that's exactly what this one is, set in California and concerning a thief who is very good at what he does, and he's kind of discreet. And he has decided that he would like to maybe not do this for a whole lot longer, this thief stuff. But he goes for a bit more. And he is really pretty good at not being detected. He is able to kind of go in and quietly and carefully pull off a heist. But after a little while, it's time to stop doing that. Anyway, and the cast is good. Those of us who like Chris Hemsworth have a full dose of good-looking Australian Chris Hemsworth. He plays the Mike Davis, who's the thief. But he's kind of a good thief. You know, he's not a terrible thief. He will never do damage when he's robbing something, but he's a thief. You know, there's no question. And there are two women in it. I'm not sure about the pronunciation here. Barbaro plays his kind of girlfriend, and Halle Berry is in the movie as someone who has been trying to rise in her chosen profession, and she's not being she's not getting the chance that she needs simply because she's kind of on the old side, and the folks that are wanting her to do stuff they want someone younger. So she is being kind of screened out often. Anyway, and she's actually very good. Halle Berry is very believable as someone who at some point in time was an up-and-comer, and now there's other up-and-comers who are chasing her. So that she ends up. I don't want to give you all kinds of information about how the movie turns out, but she does have a good go with Chris Hemsworth. They decide that you know what, we're going to try and do better than we have done. Chris Hemsworth is a very successful thief, and Halle Berry meets him. And she's not a thief at all, but she quite likes him and is feeling very annoyed with her situation, her work situation. There's actually four really interesting people. The third person who has a major role in this is Mark Ruffalo, and he solves crimes, but he's been he's kind of on the. His marriage is broken up, and he is he knows he's very good at doing what he does, but he's not getting a whole lot of respect from his colleagues. And he ends up finally, he does indeed go after the duo of Chris Hemsworth and Halle Berry. But anyway, it works well. It's an entertaining movie. There's lots of like loud music, which I found kind of annoying. I thought music is okay. Loud music, not so much. And the theater at the Maison de Cinema, there are several. They've renovated the theaters, and the sound is really excellent in several of them, but a little loud if it's not something you're used to or have any great interest in. But anyway, back to the movie. The movie is about, it's just over 2 hours, and it's really kind of riveting. And you say, okay, what's going to happen now? And who are these people? And what are they up to? And there's, as I said, lots and lots of fairly loud music to move things along. It's a movie that I would say, yeah, if you like adventure movies that are that have to do with heists and awful, terrible rich people, then this is a good movie for you, and it's been getting quite good reviews. I don't think it's a classic movie. I don't know that it will remain as one of the, you know, like a super duper movie, but for now it's doing well and it's okay. So I would say yes, especially if you like heist movies, then you would I think you would have a good time if you go to see this movie and see if you can figure out who's robbing whom and why and how awful these very rich people in California are. It is, of course, all set in California. And in fact, it's set in on the crime. It's called Crime 101 because it's Route 101 where all of these thefts are taking place. So you have good looking folks. Chris Hemsworth is kind of a cutie pie, and Monica Barbaro is very good. Halle Berry is always wonderful, and Mark Ruffalo is kind of hangdog, but wonderful. And Barry, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, Barry Keoghan, I think, plays a really quite bad guy in this, and he's so good at that. One would think maybe this guy is actually a bad guy who's pretending to be an actor. I don't know. In any event, he's really good, and he plays someone who tries to get in on making some money by stealing it. And he is quite interesting to watch. He's a good young actor, and Mark Ruffalo is a good older actor, and he's always good at what he does. Chris Hemsworth is handsome, needless to say, and the couple of women involved, really just Monica Barbaro and Halle Berry, are also, they're good. They're intriguing to watch because they have quite a lot of pizzazz. So it's an entertaining film. It's about it's a bit more than 2 hours. It's not a short movie, but time goes very quickly. And in the Maison de Cinema theater where it is, it's just so comfortable. Unless you're sleepy when you go in there and you haven't woken yourself up, in which case you might just in those seats just conk out. But the theater is lovely. The sound is amazing. The picture is huge. So in terms of going to have a good time at the movies, I would say this is a one movie that, yes, go and see this movie, Crime 101, unless you really hate crime movies, in which case don't bother. Don't bother to see it. It's a thriller, and it's a good thriller, but it's not one that everybody will like if they just kind of don't like thrillers. And the sound, frankly, is a little loud, but I'm not really complaining because everybody's kind of expecting that in movie theaters these days. Anyway, so, yeah, I would say this is one, Crime 101 playing downtown at the Maison de Cinema. And the other movie that's playing there, which we almost went to see and didn't, is Wuthering Heights. but I am expecting to see Wuthering Heights in time for next week's review, so I won't be talking about that now. But I can say that it didn't get, it's an unusual take on the Wuthering Heights story. And I think that not everybody liked this particular rendition. This movie version of Wuthering Heights was not, I don't think it was hugely popular, and it didn't do anywhere near as well as I think the people who made the film expected it to. But I will see that one, I believe, unless my plans change. I'm hoping to see that one next time for next week. So, Crime 101, thumbs up. Wuthering Heights, we shall see. I'm hoping that it will be good. It's considered a very different take on the story. So next week I can talk about Wuthering Heights.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie, and talk next week. Have a good week.